Thursday, the 12th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, we're in the season of creation, and I thought I would like to share with you one of the children's poets who really had a big influence on me when I was a child. And then I grew up and discovered that not only did she write children's stories and children's poetry, but she was also one of the world's first environmentalists. And her name is Beatrice Potter. And she was an English woman. And when she didn't actually have any children of her own. She didn't get married, but she really liked kids and she really liked animals. And she spent lots of her life drawing beautiful, beautiful, fun pictures of animals. If you Google Beatrix Potter, you will see her beautiful watercolor. And she was one of the first children's story writers, that is, a person who wrote stories specifically for children. And she made the publishers publish them in little books that were very small, for small hands, which I think is cute. And I have some of those little books myself still. But she also wanted children to see the wonder of creation. And she was worried. She lived in the time of industrialization in England, and she was worried when she saw all the beautiful natural farmland being bought up and built into horrible factories where people had to work very hard and couldn't see the beauty of creation anymore. And so she tried to inspire people, especially children, to see the beauty in creation. So I'm going to read you some of her poems. This one is called Buzz. Quoth the blue fly. So quoth is an old word, and it's a word that means like says or quotes. We get our word quote from quoth. So it says, buzz, quoth the blue fly. Hum, quoth the bee. Buzz and hum, they cry. And so do we. In his ear, in his nose, thus do you see. He ate the dormouse, else it was thee. So it's a funny little poem. And it's actually about a naughty toad who ate the bee and the blue fly. And I'm sure you've seen, have you ever seen a frog or a toad sitting and catching with their long tongues all sorts of insects? And she had a particular fondness for hedgehogs. And I don't know if you know, but our South African hedgehogs, some of them are on the endangered species list, and they're very small. If you find one, they fit into your hand. And I have only once seen one, and that was at the zoo. I was astonished to see how small they were. So we have very tiny hedgehogs. Of course, we have other animals that are related to hedgehogs that are a lot bigger, and we see their pins lying around if we go out into the African wild. What are those creatures called? Oh, that's right, they're called porcupines. So they're a relative of hedgehogs, but hedgehogs are very small, but they also have spiky spikes on their skins. So she calls this hedgehog Old Mr. Pricklepin. Old Mr. Pricklepin has never a cushion to stick his pins in. His nose is black and his beard is grey, and he lives in an ash stump over the way. So there you go, a little poem about a hedgehog. Let's see, who here has ever found a mouse or a rat in their house? I have, more than once, unfortunately. And who's afraid of them? I hope it's not you or me, although you mustn't go too near because their bites can carry disease. But there are all sorts of things we can do with them. Here is Beatrix Potter writing about the mice. She loved mice, and she obviously had lots of them that kept company in her house because she writes about them a lot. Appleby Dappleby, a little brown mouse, goes to the cupboard in somebody's house. In somebody's cupboard, there's everything nice. Cake, cheese, jam, biscuits. All charming for mice. Appleby Dappleby has little sharp eyes, and Appleby Dappleby is so fond of pies. Yum. Are you fond of pies? I wonder. Here's another poem. Once I saw a little bird come hop, hop, hop. So I cried, little bird, will you stop, stop, stop? And was going to the window to say, how do you do? But he shook his little tail, and away he flew. Well, that I'm sure has happened to all of us. I'm going to end in her book, her children's story based on Squirrel Nutkin. Squirrel Nutkin tells riddles. Let's see if you can guess what his riddles are. Riddle me, wrote Tote Tote. a little wee man in a red, red coat, a staff in his hand and a stone in his throat. If you tell me this riddle, I'll give you a groat. Do you know what that is? Let's listen again. A little wee man in a red, red coat, a staff in his hand and a stone in his throat. What is he? And the answer is a red cherry, which are in season right now. I wonder if you've had any. Then this is a nice funny one. The man in the wilderness said to me, how many strawberries grow in the sea? Let's just pause there. Kids, do you know how many strawberries do grow in the sea? Let's see what Squirrel Nutkin says. I answered him as I thought good, as many red herrings, that's a kind of fish, as grow in the wood. So there you go. So that was a little taste of Beatrix Potter, one of the early environmentalists. She bought up lots of land, of natural land, with the money she made from selling books, and then she left it in a national trust to become a nature reserve, to become protected land. So I like her stories, and I like what she did with the money she made from them too. Let's close our eyes now. Let's ask God for the creativity to see the wonder and beauty of nature, and that we might grow just as great conservationists have done over time, to see God present in everything. Amen.